Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Today, the 11th of March, 2020, and there go the fire engines through. I mean, this is going to be a busy day. We've got people singing out in the other room. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. They were on yesterday for an hour. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Dr. Taggart heads up the emergency room, emergency services, and, of course, Casey Fatch, one of my favorite people, and they're talking coronavirus. If you have any questions about coronavirus going on in Shasta County, just go to our archives for yesterday. We have Sue at the helm, who's going to give us the weather quickly because we have a full show. I am running out of time here.
Okay, today in the North Valley, sunny. You can expect a high of 74 and a low of 46. Sunshine through Friday, 79 tomorrow, 72 for Friday with lows dropping in the 40s overnight. Partly cloudy for Friday night with increasing clouds and showers likely for Saturday and Sunday with lows dropping in the 40s. It's currently clear in downtown Reading and 48 degrees. A quick look at your road conditions this morning. Quite a bit of traffic any direction you're heading. Just be careful. Also, we do have a traffic collision, unknown injuries at Big Bend Road this morning, so be careful. Traffic slowing down. Expect possible delays. Additional road maintenance, once again, if you are in and around Reading, affecting 273. Now, Carl, back to you.
Weather and the traffic reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, veteran-owned business, 365-3793. I'm here with Robert Burke.
Hello.
We're going for it, man. I shared, I'm not sure, of a photo of you back in the old studios when you were like 12.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what's going on with our movies?
Well, we have three new wide releases this weekend. The most significant of them, at least news-wise, is The Hunt. This was the movie we talked about a couple weeks ago.
Now, are they packaged it differently now?
What do you mean?
Well, they packaged it, so it's. So I'm hearing things, it's a, blue and red joke. But is that what you think?
Well,
Is it some kind of bad satire?
Honestly, I don't think that the movie originally intended to be as extremely political as it has become. I think, obviously, the movie does lend to some political messages, but I think that this is just going to be, like, a fun horror movie with some violence. I don't necessarily think that it's going to be
Is it rated R? Or PG?
I believe it's rated R.
Okay. Now, when they start talking about very rich people hunting down rednecks and deplorables, I mean, there's only one way you can take that. Come on. Mm-hmm.
I think so. It's just the entire campaign, it seems, is based on politics. The trailer mentions the First Amendment. The poster has a bunch of quotes about all of the controversy. They really did embrace the controversy of this movie, and it just goes to show there's no publicity that is bad publicity.
Well, and that's true. And if I ever see this, it'll be because it's come on to Netflix or something like this. I mean, I'm not going down and spending $12 for this movie.
I'm not sure how many other people
Okay, so I'm just telling people this is – I'm not even sure. Maybe it is supposed to be a satire, but it doesn't look like – when you're in – but then again, the rednecks get back at the elites too, I think, but
it shows them turning
on.
Yeah, they're turning on.
I mean, this is just – but you're right. No publicity is bad publicity.
Right.
Okay, what's the next one?
All right, the next one that we have is called Bloodshot. This one is actually a comic book movie adaptation, and it stars Vin Diesel.
You know, I've seen the trailers on that. And, what did Martin Scorsese say?
Comic book movies?
Yeah.
He said that they're not cinema.
Yeah. They're just – and then Ricky Gervais says, do we have a Golden Globe for the guy that looks the best in his skin tight costume because he's taking steroids? Do you remember that during the Golden Globes?
Yeah.
Because do we have a category for that? So what do you think about that? I mean, you're a younger guy. You're the future of movies.
So, I think that there's a lot of truth in what Martin Scorsese said. I still think that you can call them cinema, because if you think about it, they are feature-length movies that were shot and were edited and starred actors and were released in the theater. So I think it's really hard to not call that cinema. But I do agree with him that the movies are very much like amusement park rides. They're meant for excitement. And the thing is, I think that those type of movies have existed for a really long time. I mean, before comic book movies.
Serials.
Yeah.
Serials back in the 30s were that.
Or film noir in the 50s. Yeah, and action movies in the 90s. You know, it's every single decade.
That's a good way of looking at it. Yeah. And I met the producer of The Strangers and also about that ping pong movie, Flaming Balls of Fire or something like that. He said, yeah, we aim at that 16 to 24 age group. And, you know, and it's very successful. They make money off them all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And it seems like the Marvel movies have even, you know, exceeded past 16 and 24 because they're making, you know, billions of dollars.
Yeah. Well, that's the reason if they weren't successful, you wouldn't be seeing them, so many of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of Marvel, a new Black Widow trailer has released this week, and it's the best one so far.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yes. This one's coming out on May 1st. It stars Scarlett Johansson and newcomer Florence Pugh, who was in Midsommar and Little Women. She's an Oscar nominee.
Oh.
And it actually looks pretty good. I wasn't initially excited for this because, for one, the character's already dead. They died in Avengers Endgame. And two, I just didn't know if Black Widow was an interesting enough character to make into their own movie, and yet
Scarlett Johansson is interesting enough to make a movie reading the Yellow Pages.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. She is an incredible actress. Two-time Oscar nominee just last year.
Okay, and what's the third movie, or was that the third movie?
The third movie is – no, that one's coming out May 1st. New trailer just dropped. Right. The new movie is I Still Believe, which is a faith-based movie starring Britt Robertson, and it's about a singer and how his – I can't tell if it's girlfriend or wife – develops a form of sickness, and she doesn't have much time left.
Uh-huh.
And it's all about finding faith and hoping that she recovers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you covered all three of them there, buddy.
Yeah, there you go.
So you want to see all three of them?
I will probably end up seeing two of them.
I know one of them's Bloodsport or whatever.
Bloodshot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And do you want to talk about movie news?
Yeah, real quick. Yeah, 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, probably the most significant piece of movie news over the last week is that over concerns of the coronavirus, No Time to Die, the new James Bond movie, has moved from its release date, April 10th, all the way to November 25th. So if you were excited for the new James Bond movie, sorry, you got to wait another 7 months to go watch it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they had to leave where they were filming it, right? Weren't they filming it in
That was Mission Impossible.
Oh, Mission Impossible.
Right. They had to delay.
Okay.
They've had No Time to Die prepared for a while, but the problem was they were looking at the box office returns for Spectre, which was the last James Bond movie, and they found that I think it was something like 40 to 45% of the profit from that movie came from countries that are currently locked down because of coronavirus.
Okay. Well, that's probably a good idea then to do something like that, because you know, even though there's no reason to panic in the United States over the coronavirus. There's just none. Yet people are staying away in droves. I got an airline fare yesterday that was just astronomically good. Cruise ships are offering free trips for veterans and first responders. I don't know. Do they want to take us out or what? But I was wondering what kind of impact it's having on movies now.
Right. It's had a huge impact all over the world, mostly on release dates. But, yeah. I mean, Chinese movie theaters have been closed for months. And 2 weeks now, you're going to have Mulan open. Mulan is intended to make a lot of money in China, and they're just going to be waiting on it for probably a few more months until China reopens their theaters.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Robert Burke, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Just
filled with information today, okay? And I do write it down. That's why at 7 o'clock when I was trying to figure out, Robert, I was thinking of somebody else, and I've got it on every Wednesday now. You would think I would remember, but, hey, I mean, it's only been going on for, what, 3 or 4 months now?
Yeah, I think so.
And off and on for 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Robert. Hey, we're going to take a quick break right now. We're going to come back with Cascade. We're going to have singing. We're going to have it all there. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments, 244-9478. It's the only place I've had a haircut in the last 12 years. And, in fact, when they were doing A Few Good Men out at Shasta College, many of the students that were in that went down to Cypress Square Barbershop and got a military haircut. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. Okay, hey, we'll be right back with Cascade Theater. Singing, dancing, and, well, you won't see the dancing, so we'll be singing. We'll be right back.
Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
By midweek, who's ready for some cheaper than therapy, therapy and laughter? We have the perfect remedy. Meet up with friends for drinks and a healthy dose of stand-up comedy at Wind River Resort and Casino Inside Overtime. Each week, we host a variety of comedians with many talents in a cool, intimate setting. Don't miss Comedy Night, Wednesdays at 8 p.m., no cover charge. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Check out the lineup at windriver.com. Comedy is better at the river.
The Redding Rancheria pays state and federal taxes, transient occupancy taxes, sales taxes, and special taxes that are applicable only to our tribe. When the Rancheria relocates the casino to our I-5 property, we will generate even more local taxes that will benefit the city and county. These taxes help the city and county fund essential governmental services. The local community faces many challenges in the near future, and the Rancheria is committed to being a part of the solution. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join the adventure in Turtle Bay's new exhibit, Treasure, open now until May 3rd. Learn about the history, people, and technology of treasure hunting and get involved with fun, hands-on activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Hear us streaming 24-7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:19 in the morning here on the 11th. And it is about, 49 degrees, going up to 73 today. Sunny, sunshiny. It's going to be a beautiful day. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition has been rated number one, been best in the North State so many times that I think they retired the jersey on this one, because anybody that serves, that has 100% certified organic produce, organic meat, organic vitamins and supplements. I mean, and when Joe Martino says it's 100%, he guarantees that. classes there, free classes and seminars for you that you can either attend or see online at OrchardNutrition.com/past seminars. They have it all there, and they're local. Buy local. Stay local. Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. I'm here with Cascade Theater and Bethany Rao. And Bethany, tell us what's going on this morning.
Well, I've brought with me some of the cast.
I'm totally overwhelmed by this, that all of y'all could get up this early to get in here, first of all.
And they're much more awake than I am. Brought with me some of the cast of Matilda the Musical happening at the Cascade Theater March 20th through the 22nd and 27th through the 29th, so last two weekends of March. It's our spring musical this year based off of the book by Roald Dahl.
I had we gave away some tickets earlier, and the gentleman came in yesterday to pick them up, and he also got the book.
Yes.
And he was so happy. And, you know, it's a family thing. And he has he has read that book to the kids. And then the kids, as they got older, read the book. So he's all excited about this.
It was really exciting. I put in a grant with First Five Shasta, and it's because of them we were able to have some books to do with giveaways and give the families a chance to read the story before they come. And then they can kind of compare the two and talk about the differences and the same things happening. It's been around a while, and it's a great
because
story.
Because his son is in his 20s and remembers that book.
Yeah.
So, they were, you know, quite a fine, you know what, I really enjoyed talking to them yesterday. One, that they listened to the station and enjoyed the station, but two, that they, you know, they're into things like this.
That's great.
And their 20-something-year-old doesn't have any credit cards or debt. Whoa.
What?
Yeah, I know. Whoa. Well, we have Dave Ramsey on in the afternoon. It tells you how to do that. But it's unusual to hear people like that. I'm going to let him take over my finances here pretty soon. Tell us about what Matilda's about, though, for people that don't know.
Well, Matilda is about an extraordinary girl with powers. Kind of goes through some rough patches with her family and ends up going to school. And meets this teacher, Miss Honey, that just kind of changes her perspective on everything. Well, shows her that there are good people in the world. And
there are good people in the world, and teachers have a huge impact on people.
Well, and speaking of teachers, we're actually doing a contest right now, a real-life Miss Honey contest. If you know a teacher that's made a difference in your life, you can write in about them, contest@cascadetheater.org. And we're going to not only dedicate opening night to teachers from all over, because we know teachers make a huge difference in children's lives, but we're going to dedicate it specifically to the teacher that we end up picking from the nominations.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. So how do we nominate teachers?
You can send an email to contest@cascadetheater.org. And just write a little bit of the teacher that you know. The only thing we ask is that they are local and you have some sort of contact information. So if they win, we can contact them and say, hey, please come to opening night, and so on and so forth. So you just write in and write a couple sentences about this teacher, what they've done to make a difference in your life. And
that's great.
We're going to sit down with a group of us and read through them. And,
you know, I bet there are teachers in the system that have not only taught the kids now, but probably taught their parents.
My grandmother has been teaching. This is her 59th year in Anderson. She has taught grandparents of students.
Isn't that great? And she loves it and all that.
She loves it. She doesn't plan on retiring anytime soon.
My 7th grade teacher was named Mrs. Stanton. Mrs. Stanton had to be 100 years old. And God knows how many people.
I won't say how old she's going to be, but yeah.
No, I tell you what, you did not act up in Mrs. Stanton's class, because she had this ping pong paddle. And that was back in days that they could just wield them. And I mean, when she says, come here, she'd look up, those eyes, those watery blue eyes, and go, come here. And you just knew, the whole class goes, and then you just turn around and she just wail on you. And just, it was like, boy or girl, it made no difference. But that was okay, because the second part was, if that didn't work, you'd go see Mr. Hunt. Mr. Hunt swung the big lumber.
Oh.
So it wasn't a lot of problems in classes. So anyway, I doubt if you have that now.
No.
maybe when she started, 59 years ago, it was like, come here.
She may threaten at a time or two at home every once in a while, but that's behind.
I'm going to rip your throat out right now.
Well, and speaking of of teachers, we've got the incredible and amazingly talented Stephen Spencer here, who plays the...
And this is Tara Redmond, by the way.
Hello. Tara Lynn. I'm a Redmond, though.
No, that's all right.
You know what? You kept using the word Redmond. You know what?
Well, I just assumed that that's how you would know me, because you know...
Name dropping.
You've been around.
I've
been name dropping. So, Tara Lynn. Yes, okay. My name is Tara Lynn.
And you're the production... are you the director of this?
No, I am not the director.
Okay. You're the
Our director is the most amazing human that has ever been created. Her name is Eileen Tracy, and she is bananas. She is so talented and incredible. I am her support staff. So okay. I am the production manager and kind of deal with all the background aspects of things and scheduling and making her dream a reality.
So making sure everybody's showing up.
Exactly.
Making sure and all those things.
Yeah.
Okay. And so how's your experience been with this?
Oh, my gosh. This has been this cast is incredible. We're about 32 cast members that – get on stage, and about 19 of them are kids under the age of 16.
Wow.
So we have a small but mighty ensemble.
Now, we have the two of the main players here, right?
Is that correct?
I've seen your photos on Facebook. Kim Matilda's wearing, you know, she's trying to fool me by wearing...
Well, no, I'm Matilda's horrible...
Okay, that's where I saw that. Right, okay.
That's trying to raise her right and get her to focus on looks instead of books. And we've teamed up with Trunchbull, the horrible, terrifying Trunchbull from the school who does the chokey, puts kids in chokey, stretches their ears. Much like your experience sounds a lot
she
like.
Never put us, she never put
Stephen
us in chokey.
Stephen was smiling when we were talking about it.
So how do you get ready for this? And your name, what, first of all?
Hillary Rogerson. And I play Mrs. Wormwood.
And you are?
I'm Stephen Spencer, and I play Miss Agatha Trunchbull.
You play Miss Agatha Trunchbull?
Yep.
Miss. Yes.
Okay. You know what? Incredible. It's going to be it's going to be it'll be an interesting play because you know Miss. You know, I love that. So, do you really put these people in chokeholds?
In chokey. So chokey is basically a torture chamber for children that I have in my headmistress office. And have you seen the film?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I think I'm going to now.
You should absolutely watch it because it does a great job of visualizing what Chokey actually looks like and just how terrified all the kids are of this thing.
I'm getting terrified thinking about it. But, Matilda has been around a long time, but it's kind of like it was I never got into Matilda. So, sorry. But but I am going to come see the play. And I can't wait to see this. So what would you say the your favorite part of this is?
Wow. Good question. There are so many amazing parts in this show. A lot of my favorite moments in the show are when I'm not even on stage. Just because Eileen, our director, she does a fantastic job of making the most of the smallest thing. So... there's absolutely no way you would ever be able to catch all of the detail that is in the show because there's so many little things that she does that it's just, for a cast member, it's like amazing, but it might go straight over the audience's head. So it's our job to kind of make sure that you catch as many of those moments as possible.
Okay.
You know?
So a little broader than your presentation of it as being maybe too subtle. You don't want to be too subtle on these
things. And for example, Roald Dahl wrote Matilda by hand with a pencil. And every rehearsal, Eileen brings... six of the exact same pencils that he used to write Matilda the musical. And she brings them and she sticks them on the center stage so that we can all see it and it kind of centers us so that we are staying true to her vision, to his vision, and that we are, you know, we're a family, we're a team, and that just something as small as just bringing six pencils can really center all of us as a group.
Okay. Well, we have several other people here, so let's get them in here to start left to right. And you are?
My name is Colby Walpole.
And you do?
Yeah,
you
are so the... I am the escapologist in the show. So I play a part in Matilda. Matilda actually tells a story throughout the whole entire show, and it kind of builds as it progresses. And so I am one of the characters in that show. My character essentially can escape from any lock ever invented. kind of Harry Houdini of sorts.
Great. And next.
And I'm Brianna Poster, and I play the acrobat who is also in the Matilda stories.
Oh, okay. Are you an acrobat?
Nope.
But you do acrobat things. Well, yeah. But you will be.
And get ready to see these costumes that these people wear, done by Marcella. She's incredible. The acrobat is wearing a full sequined, like, oh my gosh, it's...
Okay. All right. And our last person.
And hi, I'm Dominic Malari, and I'm in the ensemble. Throughout the show, I'll put on many hats.
And you're wearing Newsies, the Broadway musical sweatshirt. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So does everybody play? Come on, get back in here. So when you're in the ensemble, you play different parts then.
Well, or the adults do.
The adults do.
Yeah, the adult ensemble plays a few different roles and. The kids, I think they're mostly the same, but okay. they're around a lot.
Okay, well, let's talk about the kids then. Tell me about the kids. You say you have like 16 of them.
We have kids ranging from, I think our youngest is 8, up until about 16 or so, you guys?
Something like that.
Yeah, and we have littles, and then we have big. So we have our little kids, which are Matilda and her friends, and then we have the big kids, which are sort of the older, kind of more, I don't know, they've been around the block. They know about Trunchbull. They know about the Chokey. They kind of scare the kids a bit. But they all band and unite together against Trunchbull. And they're so talented.
I'd like to say something about these kids because I work with kids a ton at RSA and getting to see this group of kids. The story of Matilda is it's a kind of a dark story, mm-hmm. but it's written and performed in a way that it's heartwarming at the same time, which is pretty difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
And this group of kids, you see them go through really difficult, dark circumstances and then overcome, and you will see one of the biggest, most inspiring revolts at the end with these kids where you'll be wanting to jump up with them and clap along and cheer and shout with them when they overturn.
Can we rush the stage?
You will want to. They are really incredible, and you see them progress throughout the stage and the level and caliber that Eileen has them performing at. And Ashley Addison, who did the choreography, did some incredible choreography with these kids. It's powerful to watch mm-hmm. this young group of kids perform at this level on our local stage. It's pretty impressive. And the parents have been really committed to getting them there and making sure that they're doing amazing.
Well, you know, the amount of talent we have in this town is amazing anyway.
It really is.
I mean, when you see all these different we've got, what, three theaters going mm-hmm. right now? Of course, at Cascade, which is, I won't say it's the premier, but if it's not, it probably is. Then you've got Riverfront, mm-hmm. which puts on just outstanding different types of variety of shows. And then Axiom that started.
Yep.
And then Reading School of the Arts is always coming through, and Shasta High School. And I mean, it's just an amazing amount of talent. And we start them when they're 6. Yeah. On the stage or yep. earlier. I've seen some that seem like they were younger than that on the stage. And then we just kind of bring them up until they finish high school, and then some of them stay around so that we can utilize their talents. It's outstanding.
And some of our kids yesterday, we were chatting, and Julia Swope, she's been in 10 shows, and she's like 9. Yeah. How is that even possible?
Yeah. She has a longer resume than I do.
Yeah. Yeah, so. It's crazy. And I love that knowing – because I'm not from Reading. I just love seeing what the future of Reading is going to be. Yeah. All of this amazing and talented.
Oh, it don't stop. Okay, but let's hear some of this talent now. So we're going to be singing.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we singing here?
So we are going to be singing The Hammer, which is basically Trunchbull's, it's everything that she's about. She used to throw the hammer in the Olympics for England.
Okay, now I'm getting yep. I'm getting this image of this person.
Yeah,
okay.
She's a little muscly. She's a big lady.
Yeah, she's big and she's you're powerful. And if she's walking your way, then you get out of the way. You know,
she's terrifying.
So yeah.
So okay. So this is the Mrs. Punchbowl.
Trunchbowl.
Or Miss Trunchbowl's.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great name, Trunch.
I know. A little excerpt, so she...
Okay, let's hear it.
If you want to throw the hammer for your country, you have to stay inside the circle all the time.
And if you want to make the team, you don't need happiness or self-esteem. You just need to keep your feet inside the line. Sing, children. 2, 3, 4. If you want to throw the hammer for your country, you have to stay inside the circle all the time. And if you want to teach success, you don't use sympathy or tenderness. You have to force the little squits to toe the line.
Who are you? Where do you come from?
So,
no, not Miss Trunchbull.
You're asking, okay,
I'm asking you. Who are you and where do you come from?
I actually just played in Mamma Mia, too. He was at one of the...
Oh, okay. Yeah, I played Harry Bright in Mamma Mia, directed by John Truitt.
Uh-huh.
Did you see that show?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, it was an amazing show.
Okay.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but what do you do when you're not doing this?
Well, right now,
if that's too personal, question.
No, it's a can of worms.
Right now, not a lot, because I'm actually from the UK.
Uh-huh.
And I've been here for 7 years now. I graduated high school last year from Foothill High School.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm kind of in a...
Flux?
Transition.
Yeah.
Transition.
Where I'm not really sure exactly how long I will be able to be in this country.
Oh, okay.
We're currently in the green card process.
Sure.
But, yeah, so I, right now, when I'm not doing theater, I am rehearsing theater.
Okay.
Some good free time.
Hence the reason
he's able to be here at 7 a.m.
Okay, tell us when it's going to be, Bethany, and all this stuff. Give us all the specifics there.
Yes. So, Matilda is running March 20th through the 22nd, 27th through the 29th, so last 2 weekends.
Uh-huh.
You can grab those tickets at cascadetheater.org. Make sure it's theatre.org or 243-8877.
And we have 4 tickets, right?
Yeah, we're going to give away a family 4-pack and include one of these books we've gotten to be able to get with the help of First Five Shasta.
Yeah. And if you've won before, I'm sorry, you're disqualified. But the but if you'd like a 4-pack plus the book, give us a call at 605-4567. And then come on down and pick it up. But thank you so much, Bethany and Lisa, for being here and all of the main players here. I'm not going to ask you if you got the damaged shoulder during the play or if this was just something you picked up in a street fight.
Street fight.
Yeah, the street fight. Okay.
Against Trunchbull.
Or Trunchbull did it to you.
She threw you.
I broke her arm.
You broke her arm. Well, thank you so much for coming by. And it sounds like a great event. And we'll be down there to see it. We support the Cascade.
Thanks for having us.
Linda will drag me down to things. And yeah. I mean, literally. I mean, it used to be. And she says, I'm going to go to this, and you are too. So, I come down. And I have always enjoyed everything enough now that when they come rolling around again, I'm ready. And
I know Linda has told me stories.
Bring your tissue. This one is a
tearjerker. Oh, no, not a tearjerker.
It's good. It'll be good.
I'll bring you.
Going to have a mix of emotions. Yeah. Laughter, tears, anger.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're going to go through them all.
We're going to rush the stage, but watch out for Trunchbull. Yeah.
We're going to scare Trunchbull out of the Cascade.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and thank you so much for coming
by
today.
Thanks
for having us. Yeah. So, if you give us the we're getting the names now of the people that are getting it, and will they have to call you?
They can come by the box office. We're open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 6, and we'll have their tickets. Their tickets are for opening weekend, so they can choose what day and time they can make it.
We'll give you the name.
And we'll give them their book. Yeah.
Okay, we'll give them, we'll tell you the name right after this. Okay, let's take a quick break. It's 7:38 in the morning here on the 11th. 47 degrees out there. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you want to throw the hammer for your country, you have to stay inside the circle all the time. And if you want to make the team, you don't need happiness or self-esteem. You just need to keep your feet inside the line. Sing, children. 2, 3, 4. If you want to throw the hammer for your country,
Jesus.
stay inside the circle all the time.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonSpeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Promote your locally owned business on KCNR, Redding's only locally owned radio station. Brand your business through one of our advertising packages or by sponsoring a Colt 45's live broadcasted game. Call KCNR at 605-4565.
Get a 20-year, 200,000-mile powertrain warranty at no cost with every new 2020 Kia model exclusively at Redding Kia. 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. For details, see dealer or go to reddingkia.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Join the adventure in Turtle Bay's new exhibit, Treasure, open now until May 3rd. Learn about the history, people, and technology of treasure hunting and get involved with fun, hands-on activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Pure Talk Radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, the 11th of March, 7:45 in the morning, 49 degrees out there, going up to 73. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. And they want you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward. And our next guest is from
Lakehead
Fire Department. But he's being sponsored here for today by Cornerstone Community Bank, which is really cool. And we do this with them once a month. And they will have a business or a group that they have are in the process of helping. And so they give their time to that organization. And today it's Lakehead Fire Department. And y'all need some help out there.
Yes, we do.
Okay. And I'm with Jim.
Jim Harkabus.
Harkabus. Yes. And Jim is a retired firefighter. And you're kind of like, you're the president of
Yes, I'm president of the board of directors up there right now.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So tell us what's going on with Lakehead.
Well, what's going on is that we're in the process of doing a remodel project of our fire station and we're seeking donations to help make this happen. What's going on is that over the course of time, the volunteers in California especially, and around nationwide, but especially in California, has dropped off. And so to the point we have, we have a huge response area. Of over 260 square miles of coverage, including two arms of Lake Shasta, that we only have one part-time volunteer firefighter and one in training.
But let's just talk about that for a second. 265 square miles.
Yes.
And you've got one firefighter, truck.
Yes.
And you've got another one you're training right now.
Affirmative, yes. Yes.
That's not a lot of fire protection out there.
No. And so as a result of that, and so if there's emergency response, and we average over 300 calls a year.
Wow. 300
calls a year. And sometimes in summer season, peak the holiday season, we have over 5 calls a day. And but anyhow, what we're trying to do is the Shasta County Fire Department, which Lakehead Volunteer Fire Company is a part of, is instituting a new firefighter reserve program. And so what it does is going to have firefighters in the stations, designated stations, 24-hour shifts, which is awesome because we really need the coverage up there. We cover a 35-mile stretch of Interstate 5 from Pitt River Bridge up to Sims Road, not only the Lakehead community but two arms of Lake Shasta,
mm-hmm.
The Sacramento arm and the McLeod arm, and all the responses on that and the sidearms of that. That's half the lake. In addition, we support the Forest Service with wildland fire suppression, stuff like that. So we respond, as well as we have 33 major commercial structures, including 5 major houseboat resorts, as well as other 7 major plus campgrounds and other resorts in the area.
And these are not inexpensive things. These are million-dollar, multi-million-dollar enterprises
yes.
out
yes.
there.
Yes.
With one fireman out there, it probably takes a while to get there, especially if you have 4 or 5 calls, because some of those are medical, too.
Exactly.
Probably most of them are medical,
yeah.
I would imagine.
85% of the calls are medical.
Yeah.
But it can range from a heart attack, which is very life-critical, or a major trauma injury on the lake, or traffic accident trauma.
You've got your own boat fleet there, too, probably to get
around.
We do
have a fireboat, yes. Yeah. We do have a fireboat, but it hasn't been able to operate it because it requires 2 people to operate the boat. So what we have is a response coming from Reading, and a response eventually does get there, but that's 45 to 60-minute response, depending on how busy the valley is, and the next responding fire company.
Okay, but you're taking steps to try and rectify this. And,
right.
And the way you can do that is to remodel the fire station you have, which will get
again,
you more people.
Yes. Again,
tell us about that.
Yes. The Shasta County Fire Department is a reserve firefighter program. And so they put people at the station 24-hour shift. But to do that, we have to remodel the fire station to make it, make a you know, add living quarters, upgrade the kitchen, add a shower and stuff like that.
And so once you get that done, then Shasta County Fire Department will be able to put people up there to assist.
Exactly.
But you have to have these quarters for them. Or
they have somewhere to eat and sleep. Yes.
There you go.
You know, and work a 24-hour shift, and you know, they come back one call, gives them a chance to
even
get
if they
rest.
Gave you one person, that doubles your...
Yeah.
And now you could use the boat.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes.
Wow. I had no idea that it was, you all were down to like one person up there. And that is 264 square miles that you're supposed to handle. Mm-hmm. And there's, how many houses would you say are up there in that
You know,
area?
There's probably around the residents of Lakehead zip code, 960-51 zip code, around 2,000.
Okay.
Maybe about 1,000 residents is the average of that. Uh-huh. And again, you know, along with the commercial establishments, but also then you have all the travelers on Interstate 5. Not to mention, you have Union Pacific Railroad and Amtrak, and you have medical fire emergencies. We've had train fires and derailments and stuff like that, hazardous material spills and stuff like that. And so it's a Lakehead Volunteer Fire Company has always been a very busy one, as of a, you know, work with Shasta County Fire Department. So, there's a need. The need is great. So what we're trying to do is encourage people to donate to, and we partner with the Shasta Regional Community Foundation. We're trying mm-hmm. to encourage donations to the Lakehead Fire Station Remodel Funds, and so people can donate directly online through that. And just trying to, and we've had the plans drawn up. We have a contractor selected, and we're just ready to start, you know, and building as soon as we have the funds available.
Now you're trying to raise about how much?
Around $250,000. And we have about, we've raised about $22,000 already, mm-hmm. and that's gone paid for the building permits. We have, the building permits are started already, and then all the, and the architectural designs. So we're just ready to do it as the funds are coming up. And funds are coming, and people have been very generous, but we want to invite everyone, individuals, corporations, we are seeking, pursuing grants also to get this project done in a timely fashion.
Now, you're getting ready to have a Lakehead Firefighters Gala.
Yes. It's going to be at the Sassy Resort. It's a beautiful resort on Shasta Lake. It's going to be on April the 4th from 5 to 8 p.m. And the evening is going to feature a catered dinner, live music, and plus a silent auction with a lot of neat gifts been donated already from different vendors. And with the proceeds going toward that remodel project. It costs $100 per plate. It seems like a lot, but you know, if you went out to eat in Reading, whether you take your friend out, and it's going to be about $50, $60.
Let's just get down to it, okay? Yes. You know what? So it's $100 per plate, but mm-hmm. every cent that goes past that from the silent auction and all of this is going to go to try and build a place for more firemen to sleep,
yes.
fire personnel yep. to sleep and eat. One fireman in Lakehead is not enough. A
yep.
volunteer at that. And if you look at your 300 of calls a year, we have fires out there. If I sees me, I remember that we have fires on a regular basis out there. We have car wrecks. We have incidents on the lake that they have to take care of. And the Shasta County sheriffs are also, of course, on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
But they need to once they get this built, they're going to be able to get more people.
Correct. And this is just a remodel.
County.
We're modeling
right.
the existing shell
yeah.
of the building
okay.
already.
Right. And Shasta County Fire Department is then going to be able to put out, I don't know, how many people?
Well, depending how they do that, you probably want to talk with them. I think
yeah.
they think they're thinking two people, two shifts, which they're at the site, station at site, and so they can out the door in under, you know, 3 minutes and under a minute, and they're in
sure.
a quick and timely response to the various emergencies.
As opposed to waiting 30 or 40 minutes if you have to get help in.
Exactly.
You can't go into a burning building with one person. You can't, there's a lot of things you can't do. You can't even operate your boat.
That's right. Yeah,
person.
The two people operate the fire rescue boat, yeah.
Okay. So we're going to ask everybody to go to the Shasta Regional Community Foundation,
mm-hmm.
and you can go and you can donate through to the Lakehead Fire Station Remodel Fund, or on the April 4th from 5 to 8 p.m. out at the Sardi Resort?
Sazdy Resort, yes.
Where is that?
It's at Exit 72, Lakeshore Antlers Road exit, and just go south on Lakeshore Drive. And it's about 3 miles south, right over, it overlooks the lake.
Okay, is this beautiful. Anywhere near the Bass Hole at
it's,
all?
further beyond the bass hole.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I
and
know
by the way, Sazi owns the bass hole now, and so that they turned the bass hole into a really nice restaurant.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm hearing all types of great things about that.
Yes, yes. So the same owners of the resort owned the bass hole.
Mm-hmm. I was there in the older days. Yeah. I say older days. I only lived here like 12 years, but it was went there one time on my Harley and brought my bride.
There you
and,
go.
We had a great time.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go eat there.
Yeah. Lake is a beautiful place.
It is. And you know what? This is a great cause. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking about for $250,000. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at. But that, to be able to give fire protection for this whole region in there is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna cut some PSAs for you.
Thank you. We appreciate
it. We're
gonna
do that, yeah. And so we can play these things. We'll forward these things on our Facebook. We get 6,000 or 7,000 people that are, it reaches out there. But this is something. This is the Lakehead Fire Station. They have one part-time volunteer firefighter. So what happens then if he's been working for 12 hours? I mean, he can't go out again. So you just wait?
Well, I mean, it's volunteer. So he works, and so he's got to sleep sometime. And so, but, all the volunteer firefighters are very dedicated. My wife and I did it for 22 years. You're up at 2 in the morning and going on a boat call for medical aid or fire, whatever it is. And you work around your schedule, but they're super, but they're not Superman or Superwoman.
And there's only one of them. There's only one of them.
Exactly, yeah.
And one in training.
And one in training, yeah.
Okay. I'm just amazed by this. Yeah. I had no idea that it was that he had one out there.
Yeah. But the good news is the county fire department, and give the board of supervisors credit. They said they see the need for the project, right, and they're moving ahead. So it's a positive development, very good thing. And so that's why we encourage the community to support this, to make this happen. Over 1 million visitors come to Lake Shasta every year. To fish. You got two major fishing tournaments in the spring and fall. You have people come to houseboat. You have come to ski and wakeboard.
You have crazy people out in the lake.
Oh yeah,
and you get probably called.
They're
out
good
there
people,
a lot.
But sometimes they have common sense on the dresser drawer. But they're good people having fun, relaxing.
They're good people
spending time and making memories with their families.
That's right.
Most of them.
Some of them have relaxed too much.
That happens.
But that happens out there. But a lot of it is like illnesses or something, like you said, like a person may have had an accident. I know of two people I know that broke their arm trying to stop the houseboat from coming in too fast.
Yes. That stuff happens.
That happens. So
people are people. But what a great country we live in. Really, the world, it's a great country.
Oh, gosh. You know what?
No place like America.
I have traveled all over in horrible places, and every time I come back, I just, I literally want to get down and kiss the earth.
Exactly.
Because this is such a great country.
Great country.
And, everybody needs to take a step back, I think. Take a deep breath and remember that we live in the greatest country
in
the world. And
we live in one of the greatest counties in the country.
Yes.
Shasta County is a great county. And northern Shasta County, which everyone from Redding goes up to visit Shasta Lake, and this affects all of us. It's a very positive development, so I would encourage people to support this and
absolutely
make it go ahead.
Okay, one more time. This is for the Lakehead Fire Station Remodel Fund. It's $250,000 they're trying to raise, and what this does is they're not building a station, remodeling it so they can have sleeping areas and a larger kitchen so we can bring in firefighters from the Shasta County Fire Department, so you'll have people on call all the time, so you have more than one person part-time out at Lakehead.
Right.
And so where do they go to? One more time.
They want to go to the Shasta Regional Community Foundation website, and then you go on the main page of that, through ways to give, and just look down. You'll find the Lakehead Fire Station Remodel Fund. It's easy to find, and what they want to give, they can click on that and give that way, and we really appreciate that.
And the last thing is on April 4th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Sarday?
Sazdy Resort.
Sazdy.
Yes.
Sazdy.
He is silent. Sazdy Resort.
Okay, Sazdy Resort. Yeah. They're going to have a dinner and a silent auction, and all the proceeds are going toward the remodel project.
Yes. It'll be a fun evening with entertainment, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But even more, on the beautiful sunset on the lake, but also just a time, opportunity to give to this project.
It's a great project. Thank you so much, Jim, for coming. I've been with Jim Harkabus, who is the president of the association there, trying to get this thing going. And big thanks out to Cornerstone Community Bank, too.
Thank you, Carl. Have a good day.
You too, my friend. Hey, when we come back, Jake Mangus from the Chamber of Commerce will be joining us with comments.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. New clusters of the coronavirus are expanding in the U.S. and Europe as Italy becomes the most active epicenter of the new disease. While infections in South Korea are waning, a new cluster at a call center in the capital of Seoul is raising alarms. Health officials in Britain are urgently trying to establish how far the coronavirus outbreak has reached within its government after a minister announced that she had tested positive for the illness.
Nadine Dorris confirmed she'd tested positive for the virus and said as soon as she was informed, she had taken all the precautions she'd been advised and had self-isolated at home. Public Health England has started tracing her recent contacts. If necessary, they'll advise them to self-isolate. It's not known how many meetings Nadine Dorris had attended at Westminster and in her mid-Bedfordshire constituency in the days before testing positive. She was at a Downing Street reception hosted by Boris Johnson last Thursday.
BBC correspondent Hugh Pym reporting. Joe Biden had another big night in the Democratic presidential primary on Tuesday, capturing four more states, including Michigan. However, Heritage Foundation analyst Joel Griffith tells the Salem Radio Network the former vice president needs to account for his liberal political record.
We have a pretty good sense of Vice President Biden's leanings because he served as vice president for 8 years. And I think we need to take a look at that record and take a look at what he's proposing for the future.
Michigan helped propel Bernie Sanders' insurgent candidacy 4 years ago. The loss on Tuesday dealt a serious blow to his 2020 campaign. The Russian parliament has approved a sweeping constitutional reform that will allow President Vladimir Putin to stay in power for another 12 years after his current term ends in 2024. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 914 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Gold. It's soaring. Are you missing it? If you have an IRA or 401k, you probably are. Less than 1% hold physical gold. We've been told by Wall Street it's for crazy people. Really? What's crazy about an asset that beats stocks 2-1? I'm Adam Baratta, national best-selling author of the book Gold is a Better Way, owner of Advantage Gold, an Inc. 5000 member, and highest-rated gold IRA firm in the world. Gold is booming because gold is really about debt, and global debt is a pandemic. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my book for free. That's right, free. Text GOLD to 49776. That's the word GOLD to 49776. Learn why gold will outperform pumped-up stocks from this point forward. Turn your IRA into a wealth growth machine. Text the word GOLD to 49776. It's time to stop being crazy. Text GOLD to 49776.
Coronavirus worries on Capitol Hill have lawmakers looking for new ways to be congenial with the public and one another.
Senators resorting to fist and elbow bumps, representatives toting around bottles of hand sanitizer. Just a few signs of the times here at the Capitol as members of Congress try to take common sense precautions. Florida Democrat Lois Franco compares it to bracing for a hurricane in her home state. She says, you've got to be prepared and hope for the best. Some lawmakers are replacing town hall gatherings with Facebook Live events. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, though, still resisting calls for telework, writing to fellow Democrats this week, we can't vote from home. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
For over three decades, Penelope Fion was the very discreet wife of a prominent politician who became France's prime minister. She's now at center stage of a fraud trial in Paris for well-paid public-funded jobs as an aide to her husband she allegedly did not perform. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. U.S. companies are stepping up efforts to retain their workers.
Companies across America are re-examining ways to keep employees from quitting. The Wall Street Journal says the tight labor market is increasing job opportunities for experienced workers, and replacing staffers cost U.S. businesses $617 billion in 2018.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman reporting.
After a series of delays, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has agreed to release 1,500 Taliban prisoners as a goodwill gesture to get intra-Afghan negotiations started. That's despite the fact that a recent peace deal signed by the United States and the Taliban calls for freeing up to 5,000 prisoners ahead of the much-sought-after negotiations. Wednesday's decree came as the U.S. State Department issued a statement saying the level of violence is unacceptable. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at 8 o'clock on the 11th of March, 2020. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Sue, what's the weather look like for us?
Today in the North Valley, you can expect it to be sunny and 75 with a low of 46. Tomorrow, 79 and 72 for Friday under sunny skies with lows dropping in the 40s. Now, by the weekend, though, this includes Saturday and Sunday, day and night scattered showers with a high of 56 for Saturday, 55 for Sunday with lows dropping in the 40s. We could see more rain possibly for Monday and Tuesday as well. It's currently clear. Red Bluff is checking in at 53 degrees, 52 in Anderson, 45 in the city of Shasta Lake, 48 degrees in downtown Redding. If you are planning on traveling, quite a few incidents on the roadways, a traffic collision, unknown injuries at Big Bend Road and 299. Now, this is backing up traffic, so expect delays definitely in that area. If you're traveling on Interstate 5 between Redding and the Oregon border, expect delays just south of Dunsmuir and south of Wairika as well. We do have construction zones also on 299 West towards the coast. And, of course, in and around Redding, also affecting 273. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay, the news and weather is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane down in Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They also have they are also now taking care of your generator needs, whether it's a generator for your whole home or a smaller generator to run your refrigerators, air conditioning, freezers. Because as we know, it's getting to be the season when PG&E is going to start turning off the power. So this is something new they've started, among the other things they do to help our community. All of this at Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of show with our friends, Jake Mangus from the Chamber of Commerce, is brought to us by Shasta Regional Medical Center. So thank you for being here today, Jake.
Absolutely, and Carl.
So many things going on.
Yep, time flies. I can't believe it's been a month already since I've been
here. You know what? I lost control of time back in October where I thought, okay, I got it pretty much dialed in.
Yeah, forget it.
And then somewhere midway through October, maybe even the beginning of October, I lost it. And then Christmas blew by. And
it really
here
did.
We are. It's Easter.
And the fact that it's been spring since the end of January has also been an odd deal. So.
And we just were talking about firefighters needing more firefighters out at Lakehead.
Yeah.
This is going to be an interesting year. It's already been an interesting year.
Yeah. Man, what are we dealing with now? Jeez. The spread of other things as well.
Yeah. Are you getting any feedback from businesses on coronavirus?
Well, I would say that we are trying to look at the reality of the situation and, we see what's happened in other countries, certainly with Italy as a more recent example of, rapid spread. Now, what is the real severity of this particular virus? That's, one of the questions that we ask is this, most people have it as very mild symptoms or,
some people don't even know they have it.
Yeah. I mean, it could be as mild as a cough, cold, mm-hmm. a flu. And of course, you've got to be sensitive to the folks that are, in those, sensitive demographics, dealing with underlying health issues and all of that, which is the same case usually with normal flu as well. Mm-hmm. All that said, we know that people's behavior is being shaped by what they're seeing on television and on social media 24/7, 365 is what it feels like right now. When you're running out of water and toilet paper at Costco and so on, that the people are trying to bunker down or whatever.
I'm still trying to figure out about the water.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, you know, if you need 300 rolls of toilet paper, and because the coronavirus does not cause dysentery.
Yeah, oh.
It doesn't cause dysentery. But the water, I mean, I don't understand the water because if you need water, just turn on your tap. You can't catch the coronavirus from water.
You're right. And I'm on the board for the Shasta, Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association. So the tourism folks in the region of the 12 counties in the north. And in upstate California is what we call it. And so some of the discussion at our meeting yesterday had to do with how this might affect tourism in the state of California. Mm-hmm. Certainly with travel restrictions on Asian countries, I mean, namely China, you've got your bread and butter international tourist is the Chinese. And so if they are limited in their ability to travel, then that could certainly hurt us in the state. And we have tour buses of Asian tourists that they start in San Francisco. They work their way through Yosemite and then up into the North State, into the upstate California region. And you will see them at the Sundial Bridge, seeing this rural part of the state. So that is a concern for folks. But on the other side of the coin, if you want to get away from high-density populated areas, come out to the wide-open spaces of upstate California. So that we could turn that into some sort of a marketing campaign as well, or messaging campaign anyway.
Frankly, I think what you're going to see is that this thing starts dying out.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not a medical expert, but we did have Shasta Regional Medical Center on yesterday, and Dr. Taggart, who works in the emergency services.
That's who needs to be talking about this, right?
And he did. He talked about it. We talked about it, and Casey Fatch about, how they prepare for these things, how they test. And Dr. Taggart said, I don't go into work thinking I could catch coronavirus.
Sure.
He says, I worry more about getting punched by a hypodermic needle. I could get hepatitis or something.
Yeah.
The fact is that this is, it causes mild symptoms like the common cold. Other strains of the virus can get into your chest, acute respiratory syndrome, that can affect people.
Sure.
So you do those things that we should be doing all the time anyway, is that you wash your hands. And, if you need to limit contact, okay. But don't panic. Princess Cruise Lines, I think I just read yesterday, just got a $500 million loan to bridge this.
My goodness.
Because people have just canceled
those. Yeah, they don't want to go on those cruise ships.
My daughter canceled hers, or she said, give me a voucher, I'll go at a later date, because she was afraid not of catching it,
mm-hmm.
but my granddaughter's getting ready to graduate from high school, and she was afraid that they'd get caught in some kind of quarantine thing that would keep her from graduating.
We were looking at the South by Southwest music festival, et cetera, in Austin, Texas, that was canceled this year as a result of coronavirus concerns.
Coachella was canceled.
The Austin example, they said $350 million in local economic impact each year. And then so that caused us to kind of look in our backyard and say, we hope that this doesn't have any effect on Cool April Nights, people's ability to travel up here, because that is the largest we could say, maybe it's appropriate to say, secular event that draws people from out of the area into our community. I mean, it's a big deal. So we want to make sure that that people come up here and enjoy themselves.
I think if people just take, if they take a step back and don't watch the news for a day, that I think it'll settle things. I see things on Facebook, that people are worried about this, yet not worried about the flu, which every year, takes the lives of a lot of people, 8,000 just in California. So if you think about it like that, I'm not going to visit my parents because I don't want to maybe expose them. Well, you expose them to flu.
Absolutely.
People, when they get like this, it just makes you wonder that how would you take it if there's truly an emergency?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and certainly with your worldview and experience and the way that human behavior is across the globe, you've got great experience in that. I just find it to be lightly put, an interesting study, but more seriously, what's the economic impact going to be on our businesses locally? And I was asked about that yesterday, and I guess for me, I look at a number of factors. I mean, we've got to think about and what's happening outside the windows here at KCNR downtown with the construction and how that's going
to
affect folks.
I want to address that in our next segment. We're going to take a break here because I want to talk about that because I put something on Facebook yesterday and said, hey, this is the time to start supporting our downtown businesses because and for a variety of reasons going to talk about when we get back. This portion of the show is brought to you by another local business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business that he's been doing this for like a quarter of a century. If there's anything about repairing windshields, he doesn't know it hasn't been invented yet. He'll take your vehicle, whether it's an RV, and imagine those RVs with those huge windshields, but it's got a little chip in it, but it could go into a crack. He's fixing those all the time. He has Jake's talking to me while I'm trying to do this. Don't fool around your family safety. Get your windshield fixed, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Jeff Wurst can do that. He's at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I'm here with Jake Mangus from the Chamber of Commerce, 8:15 in the morning, 47 degrees, going up to 73 today. We'll be right back.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled. Then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carl Linda Bond. Linda's on assignment this morning. It's phone lines here, 605-4567. Grab your phone because we're going to be talking about things that will probably raise your blood pressure in the next few minutes. The 11th of March, 8:19 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. This is where I score. I tell you what. I do, and I'll find something there. Rebecca helps me, you know, for those big special occasions. Great prices, and they're such pleasant people down there. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Jake Mangus from, of course, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. Let's talk about downtown. In the paper, in the news, about tearing down this parking structure.
Hallelujah.
And the parking structure is like 50 years old, and it's kind of coming down real quick because it probably wanted to.
It did.
It did.
It was ready.
They were hanging in there. All those little molecules were hanging in there together going, finally, thank goodness. Yeah, we're good. Let's just go to it. Now we get to go and rest for the next 8,000 years in the landfill.
We've got some of those molecules. They're in the next hour.
They're coming in. Impact on local business?
Yeah, it's real. We've heard from at least one in close proximity to the structure itself. They sent us a letter, and I'm not going to say who it is, but they just said we are going to have to cease our payments to the chamber for the annual membership because we've had a slowdown, and we're just trying to get through this. And so our quick response was, don't worry about it. We're going to give you 12 months on us, and our hope is that, you know, we'll get through this together, and then you'll be back with us, you know. So we know that it is having a real impact. I did see the same probably news story that you read as well, where I think James Mazzotto over at the Enjoy Store had mentioned some things about, yeah, you know, I'm a big proponent about what's going on downtown, so I don't want to make a huge deal out of this, but it has affected us, and we know that's true. The big thing is it's hard. It's easy for us on the outside to say, gosh, look at all these amazing projects. It's going to be so cool to be there for all these grand openings and reintroduction of streets and all that, unless you're the small business owner in close proximity. So
the people get used to things.
Yeah.
People don't like change. Let's just say it.
That's
people
true.
People don't like change. You really have to fight. And it's hard for people to look down the pike 3 years.
Yeah.
But when you're in a business and you're already fighting against Amazon and the big box stores.
In the state of California.
In the state of California, which in it by itself is just a complete jerk. And then now this.
Yeah.
And that difference could be 10 people. 10 people makes the difference for a lot of you know, a lot of things. And then at the same time, you're raising the minimum wage. Your taxes are going up all the time. It's just, and then the state of California in November wants to do the split roll, where they can come in and raise, you know, totally change your amount of money you pay on property taxes if you're a business, a commercial business.
You just maybe this is what we're going to do. Remember a few years ago when the Cypress Street Bridge was being constructed and replaced? Remember that? My predecessor, Frank Strazzarino, the chamber came up with something called Frank Bucks.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe we should do something like that.
Okay. Now, I just moved here when that happened.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, you know, the traffic congestion and all this. Now, I came from San Diego, right? And I came up here,
yeah,
and I could not figure out what they were talking
about. Where's the traffic congestion?
I don't even think I waited through one light, much less two or three. And so when they're talking about this, I said, what are people talking about around here? Now, after living here for 12 years, but this is different. This is something that has a direct impact on if you put it right in the center of the if you put a dot in the center of the parking structure and you drew a circle of like 500 yards, that, you know, because it's going to be like that for years.
Yeah,
it's not like it's going to be over in 7 or 8 months.
That's true. I do know that, you know, the way that they're prioritizing the projects is once they get this garage completely down, then they're going to fill it in and they're going to create 80 spots or something like that of surface parking on the southern end. And then the next thing right after that is the beginning of the multi-level parking structure. And they're doing that because they know how important this is. I mean, I talk to people heavily involved, key players in this, that say it's going to hurt for the next 12 to 15 months. And so I think that we definitely need to keep pushing people to give it a shot, come down, experience the new distributed parking lots, because one of the unintended positive consequences of this has been positive foot traffic and, you know, people on the scooters and all that stuff. But I've noticed my sister's in nursing school. She's in her last semester. She goes to the Shasta College downtown campus for her classes, and she said, you know, it's sure been nice to be able to see all these positive all this positive activity on the sidewalks, you know, not the typical clientele that you might see and be a little leery of. And this is a female talking, so, you know, I haven't felt unsafe personally, but yeah. There are more people out there walking.
You and I don't we don't usually feel unsafe.
True.
And it's not us. It's, yeah. You know, Linda, who is not a timid person, I've said this before, she went down the Safeway one day. Linda wouldn't get out of the car. She says they were swarming around the entrance, and, and there were groups of two and three in a group walking the parking lot. And she says, I'm not going to get out on that. She says, I'm not going to pull a gun and shoot somebody because, you know, I'm being accosted four or five times. And so we do have that problem. But you're right. The downtown traffic, I try to walk down to the post office every day.
Sure.
And I kind of look at the traffic. And we have our group over there at the post office.
Yeah.
And I had one of the steel workers say, you know, I work in other places.
Yeah.
He says, but you seem to have your own group here. He says, I saw them shooting up heroin out there, you know, and they're working.
Yeah.
And I went, yeah, we do, but we're not as bad as most places. We have our problems. And the solutions on that are going to have to arise from the bottom up.
I could mention one, Chief Shuler. Actually, it was Brian Cole with RPD reached out to me about a week ago, and he said, we're about to submit the grant application for the COPS grant, which is community-oriented policing. And there's some local match requirements, but what they're going to be able to do in the likelihood that they do receive this grant money is they're going to have some additional law enforcement presence dedicated to downtown.
And that's what Bill said the other day.
Yep.
We're going to have walking patrols
downtown,
and we're going to shift them maybe over to Hilltop.
Why does that remind me of the Sesame Street song, who are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day, something like that, right? Okay, so I just see like the neighborhood police officer walking by, and it is kind of like that. I think
when that was being sung, I was in a jungle someplace.
And that was probably sung a lot better than that. But
well, no, you did pretty good there, buddy. So. Hey, how much are the dues? I've gotten two questions here. How much are the dues to be a member of the chamber?
Yeah, well, here you go. Like a lot of things, it depends. If you are a civic, just a citizen without a business interest, you can be a chamber member for $100. If you're a one-person operation with your business, it's $200. If you're a classic business with unlimited employees, it's $300. And then we go up from there to $500 and $1,000, and then higher level sponsorships, just depending upon what you want back from us. But we work with you. We've introduced.
You really do.
We've got quarterly payment plans. We have monthly payment plans because we know that cash flow is an issue for a lot of our businesses. And, it kind of gets back to what we're talking about here, where looking forward 3 years, I mean, these businesses are looking for the last 30 days to help them with the next 30 days, you know, oftentimes.
Yeah. And that happens because cash flow is so important.
Yeah.
And it's got a domino effect. Somebody gets hit, you know, if we have an advertiser just using us, an advertiser from downtown, all of a sudden they get hit. So it may take them a little bit longer. So, but that then.
Yeah,
you know, it goes in a lot of different directions, as you know.
It reminds me of the life insurance commercial that you see in the middle of a daytime television show where they go, for less than a dollar a day, you could have your business completely covered with the Reading Chamber of Commerce, you know. And it's true. It is less than a dollar a day. So we'd like people to think, did I get my dollar's worth out of the chamber today? And we want the answer to be yes more often than not.
You can deliver coffee.
There you go.
You know what? We're going to take a break. I want to come back and talk about the park working. We're getting ready to start, I think, next week, the electric shuttles.
That's right.
Are going to be moving people.
The downtown
around.
Dash is coming.
But here's just an example. If you park down here in Naraba,
sure,
parking, and you're going to say, let's say enjoy the store.
Yeah.
That's like 100 yards.
It's not too far.
It's like 100 yards. But, you know, there are people that are older, and there is when it gets 110 degrees out there.
Sure.
And the pavement's 130. But you're going to have these air-conditioned people movers.
Yep.
They're going to be running like every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Every 10 minutes so that, and, you know, different spots to pick up,
yep,
and drop off all around the downtown. And so that to me makes a bit, you know, says,
yeah,
that we're trying,
yeah,
the city is trying to help people,
and
trying to make this as less of a, you know, less of a battle,
yeah,
as, you know, as it used to be. I see one thing right away is that the Veterans Hall.
Yes.
This is going to help the people at the Veterans Hall. There's a lot of senior people there that attend the veterans meetings and all this, that if they park, they can catch a ride right down to the Veterans Hall. They don't have to walk anywhere.
It's going to be really nice. And the fact that police cadets are doing the driving will
add
additional positive presence. Because someone said, well, what's going to stop the homeless from riding these things all day long and having a free ride downtown? And I said, well, probably the RPD presence in the driver's seat will help. Mm-hmm. And though it's not a gun-toting, you know, sworn officer, it is someone who's wearing a uniform, who can quickly communicate on, you know, negative activity that might be happening and curb some of that as quickly as possible.
And just to make it clear is that those dues are per year, not per month.
Oh, that's per year. Those,
yeah,
are annual.
Yeah, those,
absolutely,
are annual fees.
Yeah, we've got to make it.
That's what I said.
Make it worthwhile for our businesses and make it attainable for them. We have more than 800 members. We've got 850 members, which puts us in the top tier as far as size of chamber. So that's really a great network.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a break. One of the businesses here in town, of course, is Home Helpers. Reading Home Helpers, whether it's a short time or a longer extended time, an operation that keeps you off your feet for a couple weeks, or maybe it's a loved one that is going to need help 24 hours a day. Well, Home Helpers and Sharon Clark is there for you. A complimentary in-home consultation to work out a plan that meets your needs. The people she has in there that she puts in your home are ones that she would allow in her home. So this kind of tells you about it. If we needed help like this for Linda's parents, or, you know, Linda clocks me one time and I'm laid up, you know, it's Home Helpers we would call right away at 226-8350. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back with Jake Mangus, Chamber of Commerce, which is being brought to us by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Promote your locally owned business on KCNR, Reading's only locally owned radio station. Brand your business through one of our advertising packages or by sponsoring a Colt 45 live broadcasted game. Call KCNR at 605-4565.
Get our 20-year, 200,000-mile powertrain warranty at no cost with every new 2020 Kia model exclusively at Reading Kia. 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. For details, see dealer or go to readingkia.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Lewis Black, It Gets Better Every Day Tour.
And for those cynics who don't think it gets better every day, well, I'm coming to your town with a new show, and it doesn't get any better than that.
March 29th, 7:30 p.m., Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now at readingcivic.com or call the box office. Lewis Black, It Gets Better Every Day Tour.
Lewis Black reminding you, I'll see you in March.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM online and AM 1460. Good morning.
Well, thank you. The computer goes, nah.
It says, you know what? I'm a little, little tired, a little sleepy this morning, I guess.
Okay.
Hey, Carl, we've got a traffic collision. No injuries at Gervan Road and Danier Road tying up traffic. Also, okay. They're still clearing the crash at Big Bend Road and 299. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay. 8:36 in the morning here on the 11th of March. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, has been there since, and Judy's been helping people since 1993, families, seniors, veterans. She's going to be on the show here in a week or so, and we're going to be talking about health insurance because they've extended it for the covered California, and there's so many things that you need to know about this. So we're going to get Judy on and talk about how you get this, you know, there are costs, but then if, you know, how this can reach back and bite you, especially for business owners, that they make more money than they thought they were going to, how this is going to come back and, you end up having to pay more at the end of the year in your taxes. There's a whole lot of things going on with that. And Judy's going to tell us all about it. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, 221-0441, because she is the expert. I'm here with, Jake Mangus from, he's CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. Measure A, down in flames. Not even close.
Not even close.
Maybe we'd even get 65% in Reading. We got, I think that's the closest we got was 61.
Yeah.
So obviously that it was either not packaged correctly or it was too much or people are just tired of it, you know. So do we give up on the jail?
I don't think you can ever give up. And when I was looking at the results in the county, I mean, it was telling that the limited time and resources that the group had to convey a message limited, I think it limited their ability to get out into the county itself. But I don't know that we would have been able to convince enough folks in the rural parts of the county. I mean, it was a no, a hard no outside of the city of Reading. And then when you got into the city, like you mentioned, the percentage, there were, most of the city had a passing rate of more than 50%, but did not get close to that 66.7%. So yeah, it fell hard. And so we have to move forward. I think that, the moral victories along the way would be that you've got the three incorporated cities and the county on the same page, which was nice to see. The public admission of the criminal justice system as a supply chain and the bottlenecks that are in that system. And I think the to your point, if maybe there was more of a laser focus on three of those bottlenecks, and that would be the jail, the public defender's office, the district attorney's office.
Yeah, and that's it.
Keep it there, and maybe you just focus on the city of Reading voters, since most of the tax revenue is generated within those city limits anyway.
You know, and the fact is everybody, even the opponents to this, agreed about the jail. Yeah. It was just hard to read. We should be able to make a measure like this. You can read it in a page.
Sure.
I mean, it's should be that simple.
And I think the specific nature of the tax should remain if it was tried again. We've got to have it be specific, I don't think. I think that, admittedly, in 2016, I had just arrived at the chamber, and there was Measure D and Measure E, and the thought was, well, Measure F had a passing rate, and so and it was a pretty healthy passing rate, but we didn't quite get there on that specific tax. So let's go with a general tax because it's only a simple majority. And I had this thought foolishly that, yeah, we can do this. We only need half the room plus one vote. Yeah. And then, you know,
I knew that one wasn't going to pass.
Yeah. And the community spoke loud and clear. And so did you, because I remember actually my Facebook account told me just now that 4 years ago today I was in the studio with Linda and Eric Woodstrom. So, talking about this stuff for a long time. And I don't want to be the chamber of sales taxes, you know. Right, I mean, that's the thing, is that we know that foundationally it's about growing economic opportunity and that commerce leads the way in prosperity for the community. We also have recognized, though, that there is a need for that influx. Growing is a slower process.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing about it is we've got people, you know, I think that, you know, if they need a, you know, if we need a some kind of audit that says this is where all the money goes, everybody sees it.
Sure.
You know, we have transparency, whatever that is, for the city of Reading.
Yeah.
You can look and drill down for anything.
Maybe when you get like OpenGov.
Yeah, maybe we need to go into them to go back and take a look at that at the county. So people can see that.
We've got Matt Pontus. I don't know if you've had him in yet, the new county CEO. But he's going to be with us at our board meeting next week, and it'll be his first introduction to our chamber board, and we're going to ask any of our political action committee members who want to stay with us to be with us. Adam McElvain, Mayor McElvain, will be with us at our PAC meeting, talking about probably downtown fiber and broadband and so on.
That's something else, too, is that we need to take a look at, you know, this has got to be a symbiotic. It's got to be a holistic approach here. I think the idea of broadband is a great idea, and we're talking on something like that and getting grants.
That's the key.
This works. This broadband fiber works.
So I'll tell you a story. Is that a guy called me who represents a company, and he said, I called you and I called Mayor McElvain because you were the two prominently quoted in the news story I found on Reading.com that about this ultra high speed broadband fiber project. How far along is that? How realistic is it? Because he said that this company is looking at Reading as one of the potential places to be. And, he said we would rather have this company in Reading than in the Bay Area for all of the cost savings that it would be to be here.
It could save millions a year right here.
And so, you know, it actually gave me goosebumps right now, because that's exactly what you want to see, is you want to see companies looking at us because we've got the infrastructure in place for them to be successful. And we know all the other advantages of being here.
And people have heard me say this, but my sister lives in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And
when they
put in the broadband, that made a big difference. Of course, Tennessee is a lot easier place to do business in, let's just face it. But they've had Volkswagen's built a plant there. They've got a number of major things there. They've got a university there. The broadband has really helped their economy there.
And it couldn't hurt in Chattanooga, Tennessee. This is being tactfully done, strategically done, is, as you mentioned, that this would be a grant-funded pilot project, because this fiber goes right through the middle of downtown along the railroad tracks. So it's a way of plugging into that. The city would not be an internet service provider like Charter or AT&T or Frontier. It would actually be the one that controls the roads. So they would put in the roads, the really fast roads, and then these companies would have the ability to plug in and provide those
and imagine,
services.
You know, and so they can it will bring in business because that's what they're looking for. And then with the classes that we're teaching at Simpson's, just starting into the IT stuff classes out there, Shasta College. I mean, we can then start training people specifically for for a certain level of job, entry-level jobs, that then companies can have a group of people here trained.
When you've got the charter government relations director in town consistently and calling me on the phone and visiting with the EDC and trying to influence our opinion of the project, saying that we don't need it, that's when you kind of have a feeling that we're on the right track.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because we can, and then here's the thing, is just by going this direction, even if the, let's say the grant failed, I think it has the attention of private industry and, you know, what is the essence of free enterprise? It's providing a better product for a better price, in my opinion. And so that's what we will likely see no matter what. So I think there's a positive outcome with this.
Yeah. Okay. We're here with Jake Manga, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. We're going to take a quick break, and our hour here at the Chamber of Commerce is being brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Is the only area hospital with the Da Vinci 10 eye surgery robotic suite, and what this results in is minimally invasive surgery, less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. As we learned yesterday, they're not even giving painkillers to people now because of the ability for this surgical unit to be so precise and to be so and be less invasive than anything else. All of this over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's your health, your choice. We'll be right back after these messages. 49 degrees here on the 11th of March.
Resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment, despite being told by another shop the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
By midweek, who's ready for some cheaper than therapy, therapy and laughter? We have the perfect remedy. Meet up with friends for drinks and a healthy dose of stand-up comedy at Wind River Resort and Casino Inside Overtime. Each week, we host a variety of comedians with many talents in a cool, intimate setting. Don't miss Comedy Night. Wednesdays at 8 p.m., no cover charge. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Check out the lineup at windriver.com. Comedy is better at the river.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carl Winterbot. 8:50 in the morning here on the 11th of March. 47 degrees out there, going up to 73 today. Going to be a really, really nice day. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And for people that were just hanging, waiting for this news, Harvey Weinstein has been sentenced to 23 years in jail in New York. And he's still got to face criminal charges and trials back here in California. I would say it's the last time we see Harvey for a while.
Yeah, you don't want to be on the inside and be Harvey Weinstein, well, I don't think.
Yeah,
at least if the movies are true.
Well, you know, and he's at Rikers Island where... that it's probably not a nice place. I'm here with Jake Mangus, CEO of...
Do you think they're going to be picketers outside saying, free Harvey?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
You know, the thing that gets me, too, about Harvey Weinstein is that he was such a power in Hollywood.
Sure.
And it came out that so many people knew the things he was doing. And they just kind of looked the other way because he was so powerful in Hollywood. And
what a lesson.
What a lesson there. And yet those are the people that are telling us how to think and how to act and all this. Yet when he gets close to home for him, oh, that's okay. He can abuse women and rape women. That's okay. We just want, you know what, that's just the way it is. Well, no, it's not like that. And, Linda's been in the entertainment business a long time down there in Hollywood and Las Vegas and all that. She said, no, you can make choices. You can make choices there. And does it impact you on your career? She says, yeah, probably they did, but you still made the choices.
Sure.
And there are people that, like him, that were predators and thought anything they could do was right. Well, now he's 23 years in the slammer. Let's go to the phones. Nick.
Hey, good
morning, buddy.
I'm doing great. Hey, you guys brought up Measure A, and I keep hearing that you didn't reach the voters and this needs to be restructured and represented. And the fact of the matter is the people I talk to did not want to see that pass because the money isn't going where they want it to go. We are the bosses, and the supervisors need to start catering to our wants and our needs.
Where do you think it should go, Nick?
To a jail, period.
Okay.
I think a half-cent tax should be to go to a jail, and instead it was all mixed up with rehab and...
You're absolutely right.
And, we need to get the law enforcement community out of the rehab business. We have a sheriff and a police department and preferably a jail to punish people that commit crimes. When it comes to rehab, we have social services for that, and they shouldn't be blurred.
You know, I think that it's tough to argue with your comments, Nick, and that, the voters spoke loudly again. So there has to be a different approach. I think you're right.
The one thing I also need, and has come out, is that we need to have town hall meetings without leadership, I say political leadership or others, to come out and have a town hall meeting like we did several years ago that filled up the Sycamore elementary school. I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of people, standing room, people outside listening to it, that has the people come up and say, this is what we want. And then take that and make it what the people want.
Well, that's absolutely right, Carol.
Yeah.
Carl.
No,
the
I think that's it.
Supervisors need to listen to what we want and then go figure out how to do it instead of coming up with excuses why this won't work.
Well, and the other thing, too, Nick, and you were on this from the very beginning, is we need to make this as simple as possible. If we can't put it on one piece of paper, maybe two at the most, where people can read that and it is absolutely plain exactly where it goes, it, you know, you lose people on that too. But you're right. I think everybody agrees we need a jail.
Sure. Well, you know, that could have been accomplished with a half-cent tax.
I agree on that, too.
Specific. And then in 3 or 4 years, we could go other places. You know, at the same time with a half-cent tax for a jail, Terry's got the idea that a forensic audit would turn up a lot of money. We could do a forensic audit cheaply. And right along with a forensic audit, we should have some efficiency experts in there, because sometimes I think that the money these departments are getting isn't used as wisely as it could be used.
Well, I'm sure there are instances of that. I think, though, that, and that's what I would think, is if we figure out how big a jail we want, what it's going to cost, and then say, okay, a half-cent sales tax, this is what it's going to do. It's going to pay for this size jail.
And shipping
I'd like to see,
out of county, too.
Yeah, and shipping people out of county. I'd like to see zero-based budgeting at both the city and the county, where each year they have to come back and say, this is why we need the money. So it's not just an automatic 4% raise.
I've got an idea that we could put a one-story jail out at Stillwater, and I know there'd be a big argument against it, but you know what? Briefly, you've got 60 beds you're going to make in the courtrooms underneath the jail. You could make those holding cells. You could have a one-story at Stillwater to hold sentenced criminals and misdemeanors who could be held through or processed through Skype, like Mike Anderson said from Anderson. It could be done, but we've got people that make excuses because that they want it their way or the highway.
Well, that's why we need to have our city meeting and listen to the people and then say, this is what the idea is, now I'm going to make it work. I firmly agree. You're right, Nick.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, you're not getting any arguments from this end, you know, and from the very beginning, I'll tell you, listeners, is that Nick said, just go for the jail.
I just had this vision that the chamber is really like a fullback or like a good blocking tight end to clear the way for business to carry that bread all the way across the goal line, you know. So, and that's just get out of the way.
Yeah, just as, hey, listen to the people. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate
it.
All right, buddy.
So we got a Capitol Summit coming up today out at...
And what is that exactly?
It's a coming together of people who can help businesses get access to money, and usually that's in the case of a loan, but other funding that's available too. So I'm one of the panelists, and I was thinking, look, I'm not a lending expert, but what can I do? I can talk to him about my role in all this, which is as a connector. You'll see the SBDC there. They're the ones that are heading this up, Joe Rodola and others. Others that are involved in lending, you'll see Superior California Economic Development and some of our other partners. Probably you'll see some banks as well, I would guess.
I imagine.
And it's good. I mean, I've been to some of these types of things in the past, and I get phone calls from people that have unique opportunities or challenges. One guy said, I've been working for this company for 15 years. There's a succession plan in place. I want to buy the business. I don't want to buy the building in which the business exists. And what are my options? So 3 calls later, he's in touch with an expert in the particular mechanism to secure funding. And, you know, to me, that's business retention and expansion work. And that is one of the calls for the chamber is to see that happen, to help facilitate it.
Yeah, and there was just you just came out with a brief business survey.
That's right.
And every 6 months, I believe Golden Valley puts out something
that
says the business climate in Redding. Maybe I'm just a little more optimistic than other people because I say, moderate increase. I don't say strong increase, but I say moderate, and that I don't expect to be hiring more people. But
I'm curious to see. So that came out maybe last week, or did that come out this week?
I just got it yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. We knew that we had put that in motion again, and then I think the hot topic question, for me it's important to always ask our audience, what do you expect from us, and what should we be working on? So how important... You know, tell us what the most important thing is that the chamber does. Is it to help you make business connections? Is it to help elect business-friendly candidates? Is it to fight regulation? You know, there were a number of options that we placed before you, the business person. And it does shape our direction going forward, that's for sure. We take it seriously. In fact, the Reading Chamber University series of classes that will begin later this month is as a result of that survey. You told us that you need help with workforce and entry-level workforce and creating excellent customer experiences. So that's what we're doing. So anyway, thanks to Mimi Mosley for the comment. She's been listening.
She always listens.
She's a long time, and maybe she'll be a first time too. So one of these days. Thanks for having me in again, Carl.
You bet, Jake. Once a month, again, Shasta Regional Medical Center thinks it's important that we hear from our Chamber of Commerce. And I think it is too, because you've got your fingers on the pulse of so many things.
That's for sure.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow, Trish Clark and Sharon Clark are going to be in here in their own method of madness, as we know. So it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.